Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And as you can probably tell, my voice isn't maybe fully recovered. Still a little bit blocked nasally from Bali. Like, I don't think I got sick per se. I just think the aircon kind of blocked my sinuses, and then being on the plane blocked my ear, and then I'm kind of just a bit blocked up. So I don't actually feel sick or like I have a cold or a flu or anything. It's just like I'm blocked. but it's getting better, and I'm, like I said, I'm feeling fine, so it's all good. But yeah, today I want to talk about a little bit of a different episode in some cases, because I want to talk about, like, just give you some insight into how my trip to Bali was, how I went with eating, how it's like, what it's like being an intuitive eater, in another situation, like in another country, when what kind of my experience of intuitive eating is. And yeah, just talk to you about that kind of stuff in relation to how you can apply it to your own situation. And also, I want to talk about my trip to Bali also, because I know that a lot of people struggle around their mindset in terms of going on holidays, because there's this thing of like, when I go on holidays or when I travel, my eating is different. So maybe I gain weight, maybe I lose weight. Everyone's got this kind of a story around what happens when they travel. And I want to kind of open up about my story and like what tends to happen to me when I go traveling in a warmer climate. And just tell you a little bit more about that. So basically, yeah, as you know, I spent about 10 days in Bali. It was really amazing. I love Bali, but I'm also glad to be home. There was like a lot of tourists in Bali, and it was really busy, and it was a very different experience to when I went to Bali for the retreat. Very, very different experience, because obviously, like, I wasn't part of a group. It was just different, and so it was still a really good trip. And I love Bali, and I can't wait to go back there, because Bali's so, so amazing. I would love to host a retreat in Bali. So, like, yeah, if you're keen on a manifesting doll / no diet babe retreat, I would love to host one in the near future to help you with manifestation around weight loss and other stuff. So basically, in terms of what happened to me in Bali, I think I talked about this in another episode, like, as an intuitive eater, like, I'm really in touch with my body and how I'm feeling and stuff like that. And when I went to Bali last time as well, like, because of the warmer climate, I struggled to eat like heavy foods that make me feel heavy, I guess. I don't know, like, heavy as in like more so like eating a lot of food is harder for me when I'm in a warmer climate and I have to adjust. Like, coming from Melbourne weather, which also over Christmas was pretty shitty, rain and stuff, and like then having to go to Bali, like going, this happened to me last time. It's like the normal food that I eat in Melbourne versus going and then it's like boiling hot, like my appetite just kind of reduced. And then also because this trip, like last trip, because I was on the retreat, like I wasn't drinking any cocktails and stuff because it was a retreat. We did mindset work every day. Whereas this holiday, I was literally like sitting by a pool and I'd have like a cocktail every few hours or whatever. And like it was such a different thing because my body's not used to having that intake of, like, first of all, like obviously the cocktails have like the soft drink or whatever else is in them. I think I was having like espresso martinis as well, which have the coffee, but they still put like sugar syrup and stuff. But like it's just actually an interesting observation of like how intuitive eating works. And it's like, it's funny because I was consuming these sugary cocktails, right? So I was probably still having quite like a decent intake of calories. It's just that they were coming from like zero nutritional value. And it was weird because like I'd get full from the cocktails because intuitive eating, like I said, like I always say, it's like your body will detect these calories and get full from them, right? And then it's kind of like after a few days, my body caught on to it and it was like, hang on a second, like you're not actually like eating enough. And then it's like finally my appetite kicked back in after a few days. And then I was like, okay, cool. Like now I'm hungry again, I can eat. Because at the beginning it was like, I could eat vegetables. Like I had no problem eating vegetables, but I had problems like eating rice and stuff like that. I had this problem last time I went to Bali and it's like, because it's really hot, like I just feel like vegetables or whatever. And it's like, that's not going to fill me up, right? And so after a few days, like I settled back into it. But it's funny because like those first few days or whatever, or even maybe even half the trip, like I was eating like predominantly vegetables and meat. And not really having as much carbohydrates as usual. Mind you, I was getting, like I said, the cocktails, I was having sugary drinks. And yeah, like it really threw me out of whack because, and this is what happened last time too. When I come back, then it's like my hunger is massive, right? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this is a perfect example of what happens to people when they alter their diet very suddenly. And people do this all the time, especially at this time of the year because of New Year's resolutions. You want to go from eating lots of carbs or like processed foods or whatever, even if it's not processed foods, like people have this thing around like, oh, I've got to cut out, you know, rice, pasta, bread, whatever. And then you go to the vegetables and the meat, like I did. I was eating a lot of those, which is fine. But like I said, it really alters your energy intake to a very large degree when you do that. And like what happens, because I've got a normal body, right, just like everybody, then after a bit, like the hunger increases, like your body notices, hang on a second, like your intake of food has adjusted, so I'm now going to make you extra hungry. And so when I came back, I noticed that because I've been back for almost a week now, my appetite has been really different this last week. It's been like double what it usually is in Melbourne, right? Which isn't a problem for me because I understand why it's happening and I also don't react to it emotionally. Like I just have this kind of like, oh yeah, my body is doing that thing and it'll like level out. Like I don't get emotionally attached to it or make it mean anything. This is the really important part, okay? is when you make it mean something. And this is what people, this is what I talk about in terms of willpower around food, because a lot of the time you're unknowingly doing the same thing to yourself, like what I did in Bali. You're unknowingly slashing your calories in half, not realizing it, because you're thinking that you're just going to start eating healthier and cutting out carbs or whatever. But unknowingly, you're like halving your energy intake, and then it leads you to be hungrier in the coming weeks or months or whatever. Sometimes, like mine was kind of instant. As soon as I came back, I was hungrier, but that's because I'm not trying to use willpower to stop it from happening. Like, I get that I'm hungrier and then I'm just kind of allowing it, which I'm going to go into in a sec. But like, this is really important, because I know so many women who will eat very, very different when they're at home, for example, on a diet or eating healthy, versus when they go out to eat, versus when they're not in a situation where they can diet per se. Right? And this is the issue with being inconsistent, because for example, because that during that week, perhaps I was, I don't know for sure like how many calories I was eating. I don't know, because of the cocktails and everything. And all, like I was saying, it probably wasn't actually less. I was just eating less food, but calorie-wise, I probably was having more, which is why I didn't lose weight. So that is an issue there, like as in, you got to take that into consideration. But say, for example, you put yourself in a large calorie deficit. So what I want to just kind of explain this. What is a calorie deficit, right? For those of you that don't know, calorie deficit is just a word to explain that you're eating less calories than you were before. So calorie deficit means that you're putting your body in a negative calorie, like you're lessening the amount of energy intake that you're having. So I want to make this clear. It doesn't necessarily mean you eat less food, because it depends on the energy intake of the food. So that's why when people eat healthy, they can be in a calorie deficit but still be eating more food, because they're eating healthy and vegetables are very low energy dense, like in terms of calories, and so it feels like you're eating more, which can be very helpful in terms of satiety and feeling full around food, because when you eat really energy dense foods, you're not going to feel full. Like if I was to eat 2,000 calories worth of chocolate, I'm not going to feel full, versus 2,000 calories worth of healthy foods such as like rice, meat and vegetables, right? I'm going to get full on the rice, 2,000 calories worth of rice, meat and vegetables versus 2,000 calories of chocolate. So therefore, I wouldn't ever choose to eat 2,000 calories worth of chocolate. Like, why would I do that? Chocolate is more of a food to have after you've eaten for the day, right? After you've had your, pretty much I would only eat chocolate and stuff like that, those desserts, if I'm already legitimately full. Like, I don't mean stuffed, that's a difference. I mean, I'm comfortably full and I know I'm not going to overeat on these really high calorie dense non-nutritional foods. Same with like alcohol. Like typically if I'm in Melbourne, like I'm going to make sure I eat enough food, because if I keep on drinking, I lose my appetite basically. So like that kind of a thing is really important to note, because eating these, no wonder, like when you eat really, really calorie dense foods, like it's harder to get full for the same like bang for your buck type thing. But in saying that, it doesn't mean you should have a mindset, like a dieting mindset around certain foods and say you shouldn't have this, or come from a dieting mentality and worry too much about calories and be like, I can't have that because it's high calorie, or like it's a fine line between, like I always talk about the energy around food, like you've got to have a good relationship with food and you can't perceive it in this way. Like from a subconscious mind perspective, all food should be equal, right? From a conscious mind perspective, you can consciously make decisions, right? And that's the biggest difference. A lot of you operate from dieting mentality subconsciously. So subconsciously you crave the wrong foods because you've increased the allure around them, because subconsciously you've trained yourself to believe that certain foods are good or bad, right? And that's what sabotages you, right? But if you can get to this point where I've trained myself subconsciously, which is just repetition, to believe that all foods are equal, your perception of the food doesn't change. Like it's not a big deal anymore. It's not like, oh, I feel deprived because I don't get to eat that. You don't have that relationship with food anymore, right? So basically, consciously, I can make a decision and go, right, I'm not going to eat chocolate because I'm hungry and I need actually sustainable food to fill me up. I'm going to choose to have a decent meal. And that's just a normal, everyday conscious decision that you start to make instead of going, right, I'm going to fill myself up on chocolate, right? So anyway, I kind of got off track to it there as per usual. So what I actually was trying to describe was what is a calorie deficient. And I really hope that it makes sense. Like, okay, calorie deficient is the way that you lose weight. So every time that you've lost weight ever in the history of your life, it's because you've put your body into a calorie deficit. And what this means is that you may have felt even sometimes that you were eating more food per se because you started eating more vegetables. But in order to lose weight, you've put yourself into a calorie deficit. So let's say, for example, if you're eating like loads of pastas and big portions of stuff like pasta, bread and rice and all of that, and like mixed in with fat, like creamy stuff, right? The really high energy dense foods, or pizza, or what, I don't know, whatever, chocolate, you're having loads of really high energy dense foods and having really large portions. You have like burger and fries, you have some alcohol, you have some chocolate, whatever. And let's just say you easily have 3,000 calories per day. I'm just throwing a figure out there, right? You easily eat 3,000 calories per day, and then you decide, okay, it's 2019, I'm going to do a detox, I'm going to do this like new meal plan that I saw on Instagram. This Instagram person was like, do my 12-week blah blah blah, and then you're like, I'm going to start working out, I'm going to do this and that. So keeping in mind that you're pretty much steadily eating 3,000 calories, maybe even more over the Christmas period. Maybe you were eating 4,000 calories some days because like Christmas Day, you like completely blew out, you ate loads of food. Now all of a sudden, you're going to go on some healthy eating plan. And pretty much a lot of these healthy eating plans will be in the 1200 to 1500 calorie zone easily, sometimes even less, right? So they market themselves as like healthy eating, or like maybe keto, whatever. It's like healthy eating, like do this detox, you're gonna have so much more energy. It's like, duh, of course you're gonna have more energy, you're like cutting your energy intake. Like when you reduce your calories, generally like your body's not spending as much time digesting all this rich food, of course you're going to have more energy. Like you don't have to go on a fad diet to do that. Like you can just reduce your portions, right? You'll have more energy because your body won't have to digest these really big portions of food. But like basically, so what happens is, so this holiday period, you've been consuming like 3,000-4,000 calorie days or whatever. I'm just, like I said, I'm throwing some numbers out there. And then you're suddenly, you go on this healthy eating plan. Let's say, for example, it's 1,200-1,500 calories. And not that they tell you that. I mean, they don't tell you that, but food contains calories, yeah? Like whether or not you choose to focus on it, which I'm not saying you necessarily have to, food is made up of energy and weight loss is due to a calorie deficit. And it just seems like it's not sometimes when you eat healthy, because you get to eat more food when you eat healthy and still be in a calorie deficit. I hope that makes sense about what a calorie deficit means, right? Because a lot of people have this mentality that weight loss is coming from eating non-processed foods, but it's not. It's that non-processed foods are less energy dense. Therefore, you feel like you're eating more, but you're still able to be in a calorie deficit, okay? So anyway, I just wanted to make that clear. but anyway, like what I really want to stress to you guys is that inconsistency, right? So it's really important that this year and this holiday period, you don't fall for this kind of a fad stuff where you're unknowingly putting yourself in a really large calorie deficit. And what that means is that if you've gone from eating really rich foods over Christmas and, like, you know, you've had alcohol and whatever, like I did, and then suddenly you're like, I'm gonna eat healthy, and then you've like cut your energy intake by like half, even though you might be eating more or less the same bulk amount of food, you've cut your energy intake, you're going to yo-yo in weight. You are setting yourself up to regain the weight later on when your body realizes, hang on a second, you've just cut our energy intake by like half. What the fuck are you doing? And then you get hungry and then you blame your willpower. And it's like not your willpower, it's just the fucked up industry of weight loss that puts you on a yo-yo diet cycle. Because people out there, there are people out there teaching this stuff, but there's not enough people out there teaching this stuff. And it's like, no, you guys, like don't do that. Your body doesn't like to have such a big adjustment, because you're going to go from not exercising to suddenly you're trying to exercise 3 to 5 days a week and you're putting yourself at a calorie deficit of half of it. You're going to get sucked into the quick results. I get it. You want to feel better instantly. You want to feel better yesterday. I get it. I've been there. But it's not going to help you sustain your weight long term to be inconsistent like this. You're going up and down, and this is why there's so many people who struggle around their weight. It's like you've gone from one extreme to the next and you've cut out a whole bunch of foods, and it sounds alluring because you see these before and after photos and you're like, oh, I want to do that transformation. And it's like, yeah, look, there's some programs out there that are teaching this stuff and are teaching women to eat more calories and still lose weight and not put themselves in a large calorie deficit. But it's just really important, because a lot of you, if you're like, you can, I mean, so many people, like, I lost weight. You could lose weight eating like over 2,000 calories per day or 2,400 calories per day or whatever. Like, you can lose weight eating that much food, right? And you don't have to cut anything out. Like, you could eat chocolate every day if you wanted to. Like, I'm not saying you'll eat a block, but you could certainly have like a few squares every night, you could even have a small glass of wine every night if you wanted to and still lose weight. Like, you can adjust so you can learn moderation. And that's what really helped me, is to realize that I didn't have to cut anything out. I didn't have to go to the extreme and ruin my metabolism like that. And then I didn't have to fluctuate in weight because I was being inconsistent. So let me explain this to you, right? Say, for example, over Christmas and New Year period, like I was saying, you've been consuming a lot of food. And let's say you're averaging 3,000 calories a day, which is totally possible. Like, it's actually not that hard if you're eating really energy dense foods. Like, people don't realize how easy it is to overconsume on calories. Like, it's very easy in today's day and age. And that's why people get so caught up in how bad food is and how we need to start eating healthier. But then the problem is that you go and change your diet so suddenly that you're now eating half of that energy that you were when you were overindulging. And then your body then adjusts to that new intake of food so that when you go out to eat those indulgent foods again, you notice that you gain weight easily. It isn't because you have a sucky metabolism or that because food sucks, or it's just you're inconsistent with your energy intake. Right? That's what it is. So what I did was I started to be more consistent around food, and I had to increase the amount of calories that I was having when I was dieting or eating healthy, right? I increased, and that was scary, scary as fuck, because I thought I was going to gain weight if I ate 2,000 calories per day. That's how fucked up I was. And I didn't. There was a period at the beginning where I did, but then it leveled out and I started losing. And that's what's really important, is that during those beginning phases, I felt heavier. I gained a bit of weight because my body was adjusting to this new intake. And that's like, I'm going to go into reverse dieting another day because I don't want to take up too much time today, because that's like a whole other different topic. But like, you can increase your intake of food without gaining a lot of weight. Then you've got a new baseline of maintenance calories. And then when you put yourself in a calorie deficit, lessening your calories, I hope this is making sense, then you can lose weight without having to damage, or I don't know if I want to use the word damage, it's just easier to use it. You're not damaging your metabolism, your body's just adapting, right? So when I say damage metabolism, I struggle to find a word to kind of get it across. You're not really damaging, it's just that your body just adapts. And like I always say this, your body is adapting to everything. It's like you use a new conditioner and your hair is really silky soft, and then after a few months it's no longer having that effect, and then you stop using the conditioner and you use a different conditioner, and then your hair is really silky soft and blah blah blah, right? You get it. You start exercising, it's really really hard, then your body adapts, you get fitter. Your body is adapting all the time. That's what our bodies do. So your body adapts to your diet. That's why you plateau. If you go in too much of a large calorie deficit, you're setting yourself up for yo-yo dieting and fluctuating in weight. And that is like the most important thing in this world that I need people to understand, because I used to do that for so many years, and now my life is so much different because I don't do that. And my trip to Bali was a perfect example of how even my body now will still, my appetite will fluctuate, and it doesn't matter as much because I'm not so emotional about it and I don't make it mean anything. I'm not so reactive around my weight and food. I'm very relaxed, and I'm very like, oh, I don't give a fuck if I'm like a little bit heavier or whatever, because I know it'll sort itself out, because I've decided, and energetically I've made a decision that my weight doesn't fluctuate. So if it like begins to fluctuate a little bit, I don't perpetuate it getting worse by panicking about it or having thoughts that I've ruined everything now or that I'm going to gain it all back. I'm very chilled. I'm energetically like I've changed my thought patterns around it all. So I no longer manifest gaining weight. I just level out. So I'm already beginning to like level out appetite wise and I just return back to normal. And then it's like, it's not a big deal. It's not a fucking big deal. But you can make it a big deal by being like, oh no, I went overseas or I went traveling and now I've gained all this weight and blah, blah, blah. But it's because if you gain a lot of weight when you travel or when you go out, it's because you're letting loose, number one. Like, you're probably letting loose on the food. You're like, wow, I get to eat whatever I want. And then you're like overindulging your, like, you're eating for emotional like reasons, right? Versus at home when you're like, I'm on a diet, I'm gonna eat clean, and like the energy intake varies too much. So when you're at home, you're eating 1500 versus when you're out, you're eating 3000. And it's like, all you have to do is change what you do at home, bring up the calories at home, like reverse diet and like kind of get your body accustomed to more consistency. Okay. Cause if you're being inconsistent around 1500 calories, that's why you're gaining weight when you go out to eat or when you're on holidays or whatever. I had to learn to be more consistent and now my weight is more consistent because my energy intake is more consistent. So you kind of have to play around with your life like that, with your food to suit your lifestyle. If you're eating out a lot, it's like, just don't put yourself in a large calorie deficit so that when you go out and you eat more calories, you're not gaining weight. I hope that makes sense because your body has adapted to this dieting stuff. It really just has. If you've been eating like low calorie, like 1200, 1500, your body's just adapted to that over the years and years and years and years that you've been doing it. And it doesn't have to be that way because I changed it and I'm not like some magical person. Although I like to think so. Maybe no. No, we're all fucking magical. And even if like, if we believe we're capable of it, then we are capable of it, right? Placebo effect, manifestation, law of attraction, all that shit. Do it, believe it, keep on persisting. Because that's the thing, right? Like self-sabotage, like I was saying in the last episode, is really that black and white thinking where you, because like, again, like you might hate calories because you have an emotional attachment around having to succeed. So then it's like calories are a trigger for you because of the dieting mentality. Calories themselves, it's like the thing itself, like calories themselves shouldn't trigger the dieting mindset. It shouldn't, because it's just calories. It's just a number. It's just data, right? It shouldn't trigger anything unless you have a dieting mindset. It's like money, right? It's like bills shouldn't trigger scarcity unless you have a scarcity mindset. If you have an abundance mindset, bills, looking at receiving bills in the mail is going to be like, oh, it's just bills, like whatever. It's like that with calories, right? Calories shouldn't trigger dieting mindset if you have a healthy relationship with food, because you're just like, it's just fucking numbers. It doesn't actually mean anything. But it's when you put the meaning onto it, right? It's like, oh no, I'm consuming this many calories. That means I'm a failure. That means I'm fat. I'm a loser. I'm going to gain weight. No, you're just like, oh, this is what's happening right now. I wonder what's going on. It's like the energy shifts. It's like a different relationship. It's not a big deal. There's no meaning behind it. There's no emotional attachment. You don't have to be scarce around food and feel like you're not allowed to eat. Right? It's a deep respect for your body. It's coming from an energy of love. It's like, I'm curious about what the fuck I'm doing right now. and I love myself and I fully accept myself, regardless of how many calories I'm consuming, regardless of how much I weigh. I accept myself and I love myself no matter what. And when you come from that place, you can look at data and it doesn't trigger you, right? And that's where I'm at. And it's like, not that I need to look at any data or that I need to, but if I wanted to, it wouldn't trigger me. You get what I'm saying? So it's like that. It's a real different thing because people get triggered around calories. And the reason why I don't want people to be triggered around calories because I want women to realize that you don't have to, like, you don't have to be inconsistent around food, because it helps you if you're consistent around food. And a lot of people lose weight by lowering their calories too much, and then they fluctuate in weight very, very easily. And this is a big deal. I think this happens more so than people realize, and I want to educate people without having to have people have so much fear and trigger around the word calories or around all of that. It's not a dirty word. Okay, you need to change the relationship to it and just see it as data, because that's what it is. It's just data. It's like when you're measuring the value of money, it's like it's the value of food, it's the energy of it. And there's more to food than just calories, yes, but energy is also part of it that needs to be respected, right? And you need to also respect the other stuff. Like I was saying, on a conscious level, you can respect the fact that certain foods hold more nutritional value than others, and certain foods are more or less processed than others. You can, on a conscious level, respect that whilst subconsciously viewing food as equal, so that you're not messing your relationship with food up. I hope that makes sense. Wow, that's a lot of information for you. Nah, you know me, I'm always going deep with shit because that's who I am. And yeah, anyway, I think that's it for today. You want to be consistent around food energy wise so that your weight doesn't fluctuate. That is key. So key, because I never used to understand what consistency around food meant. It's not consistency in terms of how many meals you eat per day or whatever. It's consistency around the energy that you're intaking, right? So you're not going from one extreme to the next. You're not going from not exercising at all to trying to exercise 5 days per week. You make changes gradually, okay? And you never, ever, ever, ever put yourself in a crazy calorie deficit for a long time. I mean, for example, for me in Bali, those few days of eating less food, I don't think I was in a calorie deficit though, to be honest, with all the cocktails or whatever. But it's not a big deal because now I'm back and it's just back to normal. It's like, meh, whatever. It doesn't affect me, right? But some people put themselves through that for weeks or months on end and then wonder why they gain it all back. Sweetheart, that is why. And I don't want you to do that to yourself this year. 2019 is the year that you let go of needing a quick fix. You let go of needing instant results. And you become patient around your weight. And you become patient about doing the inner work and realizing that it's better if you do this work and it takes longer, even if it takes longer to get to where you want to be versus a fad diet, you keep the results forever. That's the difference, because that's what's fucking going to happen when you do this work. It will change your life. You won't ever have to worry about your weight again because you fucking did the work. Anyway, 2019, if you want it to be your year, I have a couple of one-on-one spots available for coaching with me. One-on-one, send me a message or email, barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com, if you would like to apply. And I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely weekend. 2019, here we come. Let's set some goals. Let's smash it, right? Okay, love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.